Election season is looming in Venezuela, and things are already tense. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris with Mission Network News. Today's stories are about how God is raising up Christian leaders, whether it's in a nation struggling with recession or in Bible distributions to a diverse body of believers. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. The crisis in Venezuela seems to get worse every day. Along with the recession and food and medicine shortages, tensions are building with the upcoming presidential elections. Transworld Radio's Annabelle Torrealba says violent protests are expected.
Usually when we have elections, there are demonstrations on the streets. That is kind of normal over there because there are a group that they are not agree with what the government is doing right now, and there are another group that they support the government and what they are doing, and always there are some kind of demonstration in both sides.
However, despite the tension and lack of necessities, hope is rising among the people.
Most people are coming close to God because when you are facing trials, it's when you think, oh, I cannot resolve this. I need somebody more powerful. So I think in some way that it's something that we can think, okay, well, they are facing this, but God is bigger than this situation and he can help.
TWR is playing encouraging Christian radio programs. Please pray for the safety of TWR workers as demonstrations begin, and also pray for the people in Venezuela to have wisdom during the upcoming election. For more information on how to get involved with TWR, you can visit missionnews.org. Bethany Christian Services recently won first place in an NGO competition in Ethiopia. Bethany's Director of Africa Operations, Sibilu Boja.
That competition's purpose is to allow various NGOs to submit what they consider as a best practice in hopes that those practices get the attention of both the NGO community, the international community, and also the Ethiopian government, and those practices can be replicated around Ethiopia.
56 projects were submitted by NGOs in Ethiopia. Bethany submitted their Foster to Adopt project after seeing great results in the country over the years.
It's a very innovative new program, in a way new to our culture, and that we've been able to successfully place 183 children in Ethiopian families.
Countries surrounding Ethiopia are now asking for Bethany's help to establish the Foster to Adopt program as well. The United Nations estimates there are 34 million orphans in Africa. It's a big challenge to provide spiritual, mental, and physical support for each child. But you can come alongside Bethany to give tangible support. Learn more about Bethany's efforts in Ethiopia at missionnews.org. And finally, with religious freedom different from town to town, some in China worship freely while others pray in secret. However, across the country, the church is growing. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China.
God is moving in China in an unusual way, through those that have a Bible and are sharing their Bible with their family. It's a great opportunity that exists.
Bibles for China sees the difference God's Word makes both for individuals and families firsthand as they work with local churches to distribute Bibles. But they'd like to do even more. In a few weeks, a team will go back to China to plan for 2018.
We want to go there and kind of make sure that the networks and relationships we have with whatever the new regulations are going to look like, to make sure that our infrastructure in China is secure, that we can get funds, we can have opportunity to provide Bibles, we can have Amity Press drop Bibles to the churches where we're going. We'll be there working closely with our in China connections and relationships just to get a look at what 2018 looks like.
Please pray that God would direct the decisions made in this upcoming meeting and learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.